Could be, yes. They're normally thought of as shoats.
Yes. And what do they have on their backs, hogs? The stiff hairs?
Bristle.
And what about the big teeth they have?
These would be tusks.
So you say they have two?
Tusks.
And now, what do you put the food in for them, for hogs?
Troughs or feeders.
Well, if you had two troughs and somebody stole one, you'd have one?
Troughs.
And do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Yeah, wild hog. Another term that is used here quite often is a piney wood rooter. And this would be used to describe one that had just been left out in the woods and on his own, so to speak, for all of his food. I guess those would be the only two terms that I've heard used.
Well, what kind of noise does a calf make when it's being weaned? You said the calf begin to
bleat.
And what's the little gentle noise that a cow makes during feeding time?
Mooing.
So you said the cow begin to
moo.
And does a horse make a gentle noise at feeding time too?
Whinny.
And if you've got some horses and some cows and animals like that, and they're getting hungry, you say you have to go out and what then?
Feed.
And you say you feed the what? What do you call it? You say, I gotta go feed the
stock.
And if you're going to feed them, I mean, feed them, you might at the same time go out and feed chickens and turkeys and geese and things like that. So you'd say, I've got to go out and feed...
Feed the chickens, probably.
So you could use the chickens for
yeah.
All of it. And what do you call a hen that's sitting on a nest of eggs?
Sitting hen.
And what about the place where they live? Where chickens live?
Hen house.
Now, is that where all of them live?
Yeah, quite normally they would all of them be in together.
What's the place just for the mother hen and her chicks?
I almost want to say brooder, but normally you don't put the mother hen in a brooder.
Well, is there something that you could, you know, like a box or something you could hold up with just a little stick? Maybe just so you can slide a plate in there that you could put the chicken and her bitties in there? The hen and her bitties in there? Well, if somebody put you in a closet, you say, you got me all
cooped up.
So, now is there something like that for chickens?
I've heard the term chicken coop before, but I'm not sure if I really know how to describe it. It's something similar to a chicken brooder, but normally you think of a chicken brooder as being a place where a very small chicken stay with a light, and normally the hen is excluded from this area.
Yes. Well, when you eat one, and you come to a bone that's shaped like this, and children like to get it and pull it apart. What's that bone called?
Pulley bone.
And what is the thing about pulley bones?
Well, you're supposed to, you can have